Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Empower You Radio Network, and thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology, where we are tapping into the magic of the cosmos for practical guidance and wisdom, with your host, Janet Hickox, intuitive astrologer and numerologist. Everybody, and thank you for joining me today on Living Astrology. I am your astrologer today, Janet Hickox, and there's lots to talk about and several people that want readings, so we're going to go ahead and jump right in and start talking about all the wonderful things that are going on. And in fact, one of the questions I may be asking today as you're listening to the show is, how are you feeling? Because I was noticing in my own self, my own energy, that I was feeling very crabby, moody even. Of course, the sun is in Cancer. Cancer is the sign of the crab, but it seemed to me like there was something more going on. And of course, then I noticed on Facebook a nice article written by, I think her name is Elizabeth Peru, about what people are feeling. And it was exactly what I'd been feeling, tired, kind of grumpy, achy, a headache, which I don't normally get headaches. So it's been kind of a weird week so far, and so I just want to check in with you all and see if you're feeling the same as I am. So let's take a look first at what's going on in the sky. Of course, today's show is really about the new moon in Cancer, and we're going to be talking about that as well, and then talking about that mostly when we get to people's charts. But in the sky right now, there are some really interesting astronomical things going on. Number one, of course, is that we still have Jupiter and Venus shining beautifully together in the evening sky just after sunset. So you have to kind of look quickly because up here in the Pacific Northwest, they're setting fairly soon after the sun sets, and they probably are where you are as well. The problem for me is I've got trees and roofs and things like that in the way, so I don't always get to see them for very long. But pretty soon, those two will be disappearing from the night sky and then will be absent for a bit before they return to be the morning stars. So that'll be interesting too. We're also eagerly anticipating the New Horizons spacecraft flyby near Pluto this next week. I believe it's on the 14th. When it comes to its closest flyby of the planet Pluto, and we're eagerly awaiting the pictures that will be sent back to us and hopefully clear up some of the things that we're already seeing, which I don't know if you read sometime earlier this week, there was the mention of some dark spots being seen on the surface of the planet Pluto and not real sure at this point what they might be. So, of course, as the spacecraft gets closer, we will get better pictures and we'll be able to find out more about our most distant planet in our solar system. Some of the other things that have happened already this month, the moon was at perigee on July 5th, and it coincided with the full moon, which if anybody was out looking at the sky, and I know you all were because it was the 4th of July here in the USA, so the night sky was prominent for us. And that beautiful full moon coming up was just breathtaking. The moon at perigee means its closest approach to Earth for the year. And again, that happened on July 5th. And then the very next day, Earth was the farthest from the sun that it makes it in a year. And that, I believe, is called apogee. So Earth's apogee from the sun. Now, tonight and tomorrow night, looking again up at the sky just after sunset, look for the planet Venus. She's the brightest object in the night sky besides the moon. And tonight and tomorrow night, she is shining at the brightest she will shine for the year. And that's just based on the way that she is actually sitting in her orbit around the sun. And for those of us Earthlings here, we get to see a beautiful sight, and that is Venus at her brightest. By August 15th, she will leave the evening sky and not to be seen until she returns as the morning star later on in the summer. So those are some of the astronomical things that are going on. Oh, one last thing astronomically, and I'll probably mention this again at some other point in time, but the full moon again appears in the sky July 31st, which makes it the second moon, the second full moon of the month, called a blue moon. And so always kind of fun to have those happen. We'll be talking more about that, I'm sure, as we get to the later parts of the month. Astrologically, we have a lot going on as well. Of course, the sun today is squaring Uranus in the sky. That makes for some maybe unusual things happening in your life. Some, you know, I had an absolute aha today. Taking a look, of course, at my own life and, you know, why I'm feeling certain things. And all of a sudden, a voice in my head from my childhood, namely my mother, you all probably experienced this as well, with a thing that she used to always tell me, and then I realized how that's affecting my life today. So sun squaring Uranus, the opportunity, if you're really listening, or if you're really focused in your world, to maybe hear something, see something, discover something of real use for you in your life. Later in the week, we have Venus squaring Saturn. So any planet when it squares Saturn is always sort of brought into a sort of limitation of some sorts or into boundaries of sorts. So when we're talking about Venus, we're really talking about love, relationships, and money. So it'll be interesting. I noticed this week the stock market has had some volatility because of Greece and its issues going on with the euro. So I'm wondering how that's going to play out. Venus squaring Saturn can really bring constriction to the financial markets. It may refocus energy in some way out there. For example, I could see that maybe Greece comes up with a new plan and is able to put that forth, and it seems like maybe it strikes a balance between austerity and prosperity that allows the European Union to feel more comfortable and allows Greece to stay in the Eurozone. So we'll have to see what happens. But in your own life, this is also taking place, this idea of how do I keep things within perspective, within boundaries. And that can be with your money, your relationships. How do I bring more peace and harmony to my life, but without letting go of the vitality that I need in order to move forward? Some other things that may be happening in regards to this now, too, is that you may be looking very closely at places in your life where the energy feels stagnant or where there hasn't been much motion. And or maybe, and this has happened to me, so I'm sure some of you out there this may be happening to as well, where you've taken some steps forward and then somehow you keep sliding backwards. And what is that all about? I was talking with a friend earlier today. She has experienced the same kind of energy. It feels like that old saying, two steps forward and one step back. You're still left with one step forward, but sometimes it just feels like that the more you're turning your wheels to get forward, that they're spinning in some ways. So we get to take a look at then during Venus squaring Saturn, how some of those energies that we're maybe wasting, are we sending our energy out in the wrong direction? Do we have to maybe look at some of the things that we value? And maybe we have to point ourselves in the direction of our values and not in the direction of what other people believe that our values should be, or the direction that we should be pointed in. So some interesting things for us that are going on psychologically, emotionally, and even physically with this kind of energy. Now, the next set of astrological things that are going on are interesting because they are also playing into the new moon, which, by the way, let's just jump into the new moon for a second. It occurs this coming, let's see, for most of us here in the U.S., it's going to be happening on July 15th at 6:24 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, so 9:24 p.m. if you're on the East Coast. And the Cancer new moon will be at 23 degrees of the sign Cancer. And that puts it right in the thick of things with other planets, including, so let's go back for a second. The new moon is always a conjunction of the sun and the moon, meaning they are both occupying the same degree of space or of the zodiac. Very close to the sun and moon at the new moon will be Mars and Mercury. So we have, you know, the beginnings of what we call a stellium in astrology, which just means a lot of planets in the small place in the sky. And across from these planets is Pluto. And so Pluto is actually in an exact opposition to the Mars-Mercury conjunction, and just a few degrees away then from the Sun and the Moon conjunction at the new moon. So we have a lot of like key transformational energy lining up for us. And so when I start looking at charts today, we're going to be really kind of focusing in on where is this transformation occurring, because the possibility is very much aligned with how, right now, where are you in terms of your foundation, right? Where, what's making you feel safe and secure? Where are you facing insecurity? Maybe there's some upheaval going on. And what direction is that change leading you in? And how can you transform using that energy consciously as opposed to becoming a victim of the energy or feeling like a victim? Of course, you're never a victim. But sometimes we feel like the universe is just crapping on us and that we have no choice in some of the things that are going on. So we'll take a look at some of the energies in the charts. And even though some of you out there may not be getting readings, you, during the show anyway, you may recognize yourself in some of the things that we're talking about for other people. Okay, now when we look at a new moon, the new moon is always a time for us to sort of begin something new. Or the way I like to look at it is if my life is a continuum and one thing is leading to another, then the new moon shows me where in my cycle a new opportunity may be developing. And in order to be able to take advantage of this new opportunity, what might I have to let go of? What might I have to move past in order to make that new opportunity work for me? And so when we take a look at a new moon, we're looking at not only the sign is it's in, but when I look at your individual charts, I'm looking at what house is it in. And a house really is just the area of your life that's being affected by that. Now, for me and several of my friends, and I haven't looked at the chart yet for today, but we may find this as well, this is happening at the ascendant, which means it's the beginning of a new viewpoint. For example, a new way of looking at things, a new way of operating in the world. If this is happening in your 10th house, let's say, the career house, it may be a new opportunity lining up for you in your career or how you use your authority in the world. So the house really drives what's happening for you personally. The sign gives us an idea of the what. What is this energy about? So if we look at Cancer itself, Cancer rules everything to do with our foundations. And so we're talking about what is our internal frame of reference, right? What does it mean for me to have home and family and my roots? What does it mean for me to have a foundation? And it may be a foundation for home. It may be a foundation for my career. It could be a foundation for a lot of different areas in my life. And that's where we're going to look at an individual's chart to find out where that's happening. But Cancer also rules things like safety and security, the feelings that we have of being protected. You know, Cancer, the crab, is a sign that is very protective and protected. If you think about it, the crab, hard shell covering a soft inner self, and that's kind of Cancer's hallmark as well, protection from the outer elements or the outer world. And so we could take a look during this new moon at the ways in which we've been protecting ourselves, shielding ourselves maybe from all of the things that we could be doing. So maybe we have an opportunity to look at security in a new way. And of course, in this particular instance, we also have that Jupiter-Venus conjunction happening in the sky and in our charts, which also puts a financial security piece in there. So some of you may be struggling with or at least looking at financial concerns in your life. And of course, that would just funnel right in with this new moon, because Cancer is also one of those signs that feels very much more secure and safe when there is money in the bank, food in the refrigerator, and the cupboards are full. And so we'll take a look at that as well. Cancer, a Cancer new moon, also has a lot to do with our early childhood, our conditioning from early childhood. with idea of how we grow and how we were nurtured, and then again, how we nurture both ourselves and others in our lives. I got to tell you this, I told you earlier in the show today about the aha that I had and that voice in my head that was coming from my mother. And so going back to my childhood, this little thing that I remembered happened when I was 4 or 5 years old, very young, and it stuck with me even today into my adult age. Here I am, 54 now, and this saying is still in my head. And when I really was looking at the issues in my life, I could see how that one little thing that she had said to me, whether she meant it in the way she said it or not, doesn't matter, but I interpreted this, and it has been dogging me ever since. And so we have this really good opportunity then to look at some of those things that happened to us in childhood, and how can we nurture a new beginning, letting that past go and moving on despite some of the things that are going on in our heads. Cancer is also very emotional. In fact, if you know a Cancer in your life, you may use words like moody or emotional because to describe them, because that is one of the hallmarks of the sign Cancer. They're very empathic people as well. So sometimes they're expressing moods and emotions that they've picked up from the environment, not necessarily that are authentic to them, but they get this sort of bum rap of being moody because of that. But indeed, because the moon is the ruler of Cancer, there are definite fluctuations in their emotional states. And so when we have the new moon in Cancer, we also get to look at our own emotional states. How are we caring? How are we being empathic, or how are we being compassionate? Are we living our life with vulnerability? What's our intimacy level? So we get to look at all of that during the new moon. And as far as feelings go, in terms of our moods, being aware of our own feelings and taking responsibility for how we feel. And then also learning to become more sensitive to what other people are feeling. And, you know, this is kind of an aside, but when I feel things like an emotional upheaval, or I'm angry, or I'm upset. I have a Cancer rising sign, so I'm tuned into those moods and emotions. I always ask myself, now, what is this showing me? Why am I suddenly angry or upset, or why am I throwing a tantrum? Because literally I threw a tantrum earlier today. And why is that happening? So that I can become aware of what's going on within me. And not only does that help me become more responsible for how I feel, but then I can gain sensitivity to what others may be experiencing. And then when I see that outside of me, I know I can handle that in a way that is both supportive of the other person, but also encouraging them to take responsibility for themselves. You know, other feelings that come into play here is that idea of the awareness of what other people need, the awareness of what I need. Am I nurturing myself as much as I nurture other people? Because sometimes we find, in fact, for you women out there listening, we find that we're often in a position of nurturing everybody around us but ourselves, right? So turn it around and look at how you can be nurturing yourself more, being more supportive and accepting of yourself. And with this new moon, maybe even looking at how is it that you are accepting or not accepting help from others, nurturing from others. Because remember, Cancer sign has that hard shell, and maybe you've put up a wall around yourself so that you wouldn't be hurt. Perhaps you're afraid of being vulnerable, showing your tender side, having been hurt in the past, that now you're protective. And maybe you need to break that down a little bit so that you can be more vulnerable, so that you can become closer to other people. Maybe you need to be able to do that so that you can realize you are taken care of, that you are loved, right? So looking at the whole nurturing aspect of this particular time in your life and where you are. Now, every sign, of course, has their positive sets of traits and also the negative sets of traits. Now, some of the more excessive, let's call it, traits in Cancer can be categorized by overly self-protected or overly self-protective. A lot of times Cancer in the negative is feeling very clingy because they're very insecure. There are times they can become very possessive, And if you're recognizing some of these traits in yourself right now, that's an invitation for you to take a look deeper in your own self and see what is going on here. They can become overly cautious, right? It's like, oh, I don't want to take that step forward. If I do, here's what goes on in my head, people. As I say, every time I take a step forward, I may take two steps forward and then I have to go one step back. So why do I even try anymore? It's one of the things that goes through my head that I'm constantly fighting with myself around. Are you fighting that yourself? And if so, then let's take a look at that in your chart and see what is that doing to you. There's also the fear of rejection that comes up with Cancer. There's Cancer fears being abandoned. And often people that are Cancer, or even, you know, everybody out there, no matter what sign you are, has Cancer somewhere in your chart. And it's perhaps a place where you have a wound around being abandoned, whether other people have literally abandoned you, maybe in love or maybe when you needed emotional support the most, there was no one there. And so it creates a wound around that. And then maybe even you begin to fear being rejected. So I'm not even going to put my foot out there anymore and try to get love or try to get, you know, try to be in a new relationship. So wanting to take a look at that. Now, every sign also has a part it rules in the body. For Cancer, it rules the breasts and the chest cavity, the pancreas, the stomach. And so then anything that can go wrong with the stomach, including tumors or cancer or ulcers or digestive issues and that type of thing. So if you're struggling with anything with that physically, then we can also utilize the energy of the new moon to be able to create an opening for you to go somewhere, to be somewhat different in your health. Okay. So there's a lot going on in this particular sign. And then as we start to learn more about ourselves then in with this new moon, maybe we can choose a new path. That would be the high side, right? We want to choose a new path. We want to choose something different, open ourselves up to an opportunity that perhaps we didn't see before. Now, for those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to Living Astrology Radio, and today's subject is the new moon in Cancer. I already have several people that I want to do readings for that had called in earlier. I do see some people that have called in since the show started, and if I have time, I will definitely get to you, so please hang in there. We've been talking about how some of the energies of this new moon are playing out in the sign of Cancer. But now I want to take a look at, too, what does the chart for the new moon look like? Because every time there's a chart, every time there's a new moon, I also draw up a chart. And that way I can see from sort of a global perspective, what are the energies and how are they playing out? So in this particular chart, I've set this because I live on the Pacific coast. I set this for the Seattle area. And in this particular chart, what we see then is a very powerful combination of planets. And they seem to be sitting for the new moon in general, sitting in the seventh house of relationships and partnerships. And opposing all of those are Pluto, sitting at 14 degrees of Capricorn in the first house. So if I look at this globally, then it seems that we are being called to transform our relationships in some way along with the energy of this new moon. Now, when I think about this, I'm sort of feeling my way into this, and it feels to me as if maybe what we've done is insulated ourselves, or how we have perhaps become hermited in some way, where we've pulled away from those closest to us, or maybe we've been burned by relationships or by partnerships or by things that we've gotten involved with other people. And so in some way we pull back from that. In this new moon, we're being asked to maybe transform that, to become our fully authentic and our full authoritative self, not authoritarian, but our authoritative self. And in that, then, from our own power base, we can be inclusive of others, right? We can know that no matter what other people's ideas or beliefs or ideologies are, that we don't have to be threatened by that. classic example of this setup would, of course, would be the whole, if you're in the United States, our Supreme Court this month validated gay marriage and made it the law of the land, basically, in all 50 states, that you could be, you're free to marry if you're gay. And I, you know, I with probably most of the country, was celebrating that being something that people could do, because to me, love doesn't matter if it's between two women, two men, a man and a woman. It just doesn't matter. Just love is, right? But then you start to see all these ideologies being thrown out there, you know, the whole, you know, marriage is between a man and a woman, and God said this, or the Bible says this. And these are ideologies that are born sort of out of fear. I mean, I still don't see how their beliefs are threatened because the country is saying it's okay for people to marry no matter what sex they are. And yet in my own self, I have to look at that and say, okay, I have my own beliefs, my own ideologies. I'm not threatened by yours. I'm including that it's okay for you to believe the way that you believe. I'm not trampling on your beliefs. But at the same time, those people who want to be exclusive or who want to exclude others need to also open up their minds and look at how they're excluding others by their ideologies. Now, of course, that's a big one. Ideologies are big ones. When we talk about religions and politics and those kinds of ideologies, you're asking for trouble. So bring it home personally and look a little bit closer to home and see how are some of your beliefs keeping you separate from others. Right? That's the best thing. Look at what's going on in your own life as it's compared to other people. How are you excluding? How are you not being inclusive? Because what we want to be able to do is expand our awareness into these territories with this sign and reduce the amount of walls that we have built up around ourselves. That's the really good use of a new moon, especially the new moon in Cancer. All right, so I know there's probably questions out there. I'm seeing some of you in the chat room. I'm all alone today without a producer, so I may not be able to answer everybody's questions in the chat room. I am now going to go to my first caller who, let's see, his name was Kathleen. Kathleen, I've got to find you because I think you got dropped. Let's see if this is you. Kathleen, is this you?
Hi, Janet, it is. Thank you for taking my call.
Good memory. I remembered that 978. For some reason, it stuck out in my head. So very good. I'm so glad I found you. So Kathleen, let's take a look at what's going on in your chart. Tell me, how's everything going in your life right now? Tell me how you're feeling.
I'm feeling depressed financially. And feeling like I really can't get out and do things because I don't have the funds.
Mm-hmm.
And the relationship I'm in, I feel that I've known him since I was 17, but I feel like it's more of a friendship, even though he is so good to me. But I don't know if he is the one for me. I don't have the sexual attraction, but he's mm-hmm. a good person. We have a lot of laughs.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, what's really interesting about this, Kathleen, is that, you know, we have these concepts of what it means to be in a relationship, these ideas. They're born from conditioning, from the people we grow up with, our families, from our religious beliefs, from, you know, just the general beliefs that we have as humans, right? Or maybe in our culture, how we feel about relationships. So what you really have to do is go back to yourself. What do you value in a relationship? I always tell my husband one of the reasons I married him was because he makes me laugh, right? That was key. At the time I got into a relationship with him, I was also looking at another relationship with a guy I had been engaged to. And even though I loved them both, I just realized, you know, I really value someone who can help me see the humor in my life. Because up till
right.
that point,
we
things
have
had been
laughs,
pretty serious.
But he... And I hate saying this on the radio, but he really cannot have sex. He has problems that he goes to a doctor for, mm-hmm. a urologist. So that's an mm-hmm. issue.
Now, are you married, or is this a boyfriend-girlfriend type relationship? Is this a committed relationship?
Yeah, boyfriend, girlfriend. I knew him when I was 17. I've been divorced since 1997, and I wish I never got divorced.
Oh, goodness. Now, and were you not married to this guy, someone else?
Yeah, I was married to someone else who's remarried.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have two sons together.
So let me address first then what's going on in your seventh house of relationship. And right now, on your seventh house, you have the sign Pisces. And what's moving through Pisces right now is the planet Neptune. And Neptune is sort of one of those kinds of planets. It's very spiritual. It brings us to a position of unconditional love, or that's the high side of it. But in the process of getting there, there are times where things can become very confusing, very murky. And in your seventh house natally, you have the Black Moon Lilith. And the Black Moon Lilith in Pisces is really about the fear of surrendering, the fear of being vulnerable. So I would really take a close look then for you about what would it take for you to leave this relationship? Have you gotten yourself so locked into it that you can't see the forest for the trees, right? Is it a part of you that feels comfortable, that feels more secure with this person than without them, even though in, you know, the relation, the sexual relationship part, it falls down? So,
well, there's a lot of laughing, like you said, you know, when you were picking a partner, we laugh a lot, and I've known him, he was my first boyfriend at 17, so, you know, we have a connection, and he's
so,
a Pisces.
Is he? Oh, well, that's interesting, isn't it? Right? Pisces on your seventh house, and the most committed relationship that you're in right now is also a Pisces. That's not unusual to find in people's charts. So for you right now, I guess the real gift here is looking at what it is you really desire in a relationship. I mean, was this a relationship, you don't have to answer this out loud, but was this a relationship that did have, where there was a sexual part of this relationship, and then maybe as, you know, age and body wear and tear comes along, something happens and he's not able to do that. And then what does it mean for your whole relationship? Is the whole relationship only based on sex? Or is it possible to continue having a very loving relationship with this person, even though that part may not be as satisfying? All for you to take a look at. With Neptune here, I can tell you it's very murky and very hard to sort through. And Neptune will be here for a while. It's not moving out of this probably for another 7 years in your chart. So,
what does that mean? I'd be with this person for 7 years?
Well, you know, this is all up to you. I can't tell you how this will turn out. I can just tell you that there are lots of things going on and that aren't clear. It's not clear how you could disentangle yourself from this relationship. Maybe you're not real clear about what you really want in a relationship or how this really affects you. There can be fear underlying the whole thing that you haven't come to terms with yet. Maybe fear about staying with him, maybe fear about leaving him. All these different things that are for you to take a look at. But I would tell you one thing. Do not be afraid to be vulnerable. Do not be afraid to surrender to what's going on here. Okay? Be willing to take the emotional dive into this.
Do you see my money improving at all? And I don't even know how. But finances are so tight.
Are you working?
On SSI. And I'm only collecting a very small amount a month. And as a matter of fact, my car is 15 years old, and I'm having it worked on now by someone who's trying to help me out. And I'm living in housing.
Okay. Are you capable of going back to work, or?
No. There's issues.
Okay, so as far as money goes, then it feels like you've sort of painted yourself into a wall here where you can't really do much to affect yourself one way or the other. Is that right? You can't really go back to work, and then that means you also can't make more money because you're on a fixed income.
All
I
thought was about maybe an inheritance that could happen.
Well, there's two things here. One is your ability to earn, and that comes through the second house, where you do have the planet Jupiter by birth. So a lot of wisdom gathering going on for you in this lifetime around that. Now, the natal Jupiter is getting ready to be hit by transiting Black Moon Lilith. And at the 29th degree of Virgo, this will be all about the relative ideas of success and failure. Have I been a success financially or not? And you'll be taking a look at some of the fears that underlie this. If I did the whole chart for you right now, I'd be looking very closely at your 12th house of fears, limiting thoughts, behavioral patterns, and things that are stuck with you. You have Uranus, the Sun, and Mars, all three in the 12th house by birth, in Leo. So they've all been hit lately with Jupiter and Venus transiting through them, making you look deeper. And very soon, Sun, Mars, and Mercury will be passing through here. So the best advice I would give you is to look deeper. What is it that you have, what is holding you into this prison, right? What can't you see yourself out of? Because there are a lot of things that can happen for you. Maybe you could start your own home business. I'm just throwing out ideas. None of these you have to act on. Is it possible that you can attract money to you from other places? For example, you mentioned an inheritance. Crossing through your eighth house where I would see an inheritance is the planet Chiron, wounding. So, of course, if it turns out that you have an inheritance, that often comes along with the pain of someone's passing, right? The death
so
of a...
So you see that, my eighth
it's
house?
A potential. Yeah.
And
oh,
what
yeah.
period of time?
Well, the planet Chiron right now is in retrograde, so it will be in retrograde until November, and so I wouldn't see anything changing in that until after November, but it's definitely a potential, but there's a whole lot of other potentials with this, right? It can be accruing more debt. It could be accruing, grants or some kind of bump in your income that comes from some place that you don't earn. So there's a lot of other things it can be. Do you have a parent or somebody that's...
You know, it's funny you said November. My godfather will be 90 in November.
Mm-hmm.
And he just had surgery. He's recuperating slowly. He had it like a week and a half ago. And then there's my godmother. She's not quite as old. She's like 5 years younger than him.
Mm-hmm. What I would focus on right now is instead of waiting for other people to pass away or to send you, for an inheritance, because you can't really affect this at all, is to be looking at your own attitudes and values around money and how can you affect change there yourself, even if it feels
limiting.
See, I'm
only allowed to make an extra $200 a month on SSI, which is nothing. That's all you're allowed to make or you'll get taken off of it and I'll lose all my health care, everything.
So I would say then you've got to really look deeper here because on one hand what you're telling me is that you can only make $200 more and that's where you want to stay because if you don't, you're not going to have health care, you're not going to have an income. On the other hand, your other choice is to say to hell with SSI and to hell and health insurance and I'm going to just go out there and earn as much money as I want and satisfy your needs that direction. So I think you've really painted yourself into a handy little corner here. And it's up for you to decide now, how do I want, instead of asking the question, what does my money look like? Well, right now I can tell you, your money looks pretty painted into a wall because you don't have many choices here. So it's either you be comfortable with where you are and happy where you are and be grateful for where you are, which there's nothing wrong with that, or you change the whole thing up and say, look, I'm only, 57 years old? I'll be 58 here coming up, and I'm going to go... and do what I want in the world. I'm going to start creating income and flow. And those basically are your choices, Kathleen. And no amount of astrology is going to change that for you. That's going to come from you.
Yeah, no, I believe it.
Good, good.
I was hoping you could pull a rabbit out of your hat or something.
Honey, you can pull the rabbit out of your own hat. You don't need me for that. All right, pull the rabbit out of your own hat. And I'll tell you what, right now with the whole new moon thing for you is happening in Cancer in your 11th house. This is a time when you can start to look at what are my hopes and my dreams? What do I want to create? Where do I want to go from here? So look, put your energy in that as opposed to what is. Look at what could be. What do I want to create? Put your energy there, okay?
Okay. Can you keep me on, Janet, so I can listen?
I will keep you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for holding, and
I'll
talk to you again. All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right. So let's see. Who did I have next? Oops. Now I've got them every all out of order. Nancy. Nancy, are you there with me?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, Nancy. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
So how are you feeling since I asked that question first?
I'm glad that you asked. Actually, I'm a very energetic person normally, but in the last month, I just feel zapped. I feel I just feel so tired and not so much achy, but, it makes me cranky because I'm normally energetic.
Yep.
So I was just curious if that has anything to do with what's going on.
I'm sure it does. Well, tell me what's going on at home for you, in the home. Any big changes or?
Yeah. Right now we're vacationing in a place in Washington. I come from California, but we stay there for about a month and a half. So we just left a week ago. We're in Washington now. So that's the home we're in right now.
Where in Washington?
Up near, Mount Vernon, if you know the area.
Oh, my God. Mount Vernon's in the same county I live in.
You're
in my neck of the woods. Yeah. I live in Bow on Samish Island.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. You're in my backyard, Nancy.
Oh, great.
How much fun is that? So the reason I asked you about what was going on with home, not to digress and get off that subject, but the new moon for you is occurring in your fourth house, which by birth, you know, is pretty energetic anyway. You've got Mars there, Uranus, and the black moon. I would say that one of your fears, one of the primary fears, maybe a shadow that dogs you from behind as you were growing up and getting older, was the fear of being abandoned, which again goes to, you know, right to this the heart of this new moon. So when I look at the fourth house, it's about what is our foundation? You know, what is your foundation and how is it changing? How are you dealing with the aging process, because the fourth house also looks at the our elder age, let's call it. I don't want to call it old age anymore, but, you know, your elder years. How are you setting yourself up for comfort as you age, right? Retirement looking. You're 64 right now, right? Or you're...
Yeah, I'm going to be 64 in August.
Yes. Okay. So you're going to be 64 in August, so you're probably already at retirement. So how have you set yourself up for that? And then are there any fears for you around what's happening there for you? So that's where basically your new moon is. And across from the new moon in the 10th house of career and profession is Pluto, basically transforming what it is that you are an authority in, transforming what it is that is authentic for you. And
right.
I would say that what's authentic for you at this point is really enjoying this time of your life, right? Being able to travel. Like you said, you live in California, but you're up here in Washington. You know, maybe you have hopes of traveling other places and doing other things. And how's your health?
My health, well, actually, usually it's pretty good. That's why I was asking. All of a sudden, you know, in this last week, I just feel just zapped. You know, I just feel low energy, and that's not like me. But,
yeah. Well,
you know, otherwise, my health's been pretty good.
Yeah, and I think you have continued good health. I wasn't asking that because of an alarm bell, but because Jupiter and Venus are transiting the sixth house of the body or health at this point in time for you. And they're benefic, meaning they bring good things. So they are really, you know, shining a light on good health for you. So eating right, getting enough rest, exercise, you know, all the things that we know that support us. But it's also a bit of a warning to watch your environment, right? Keep away from toxins. And the fact that your body is responding very much like mine right now, which is with fatigue or tiredness, to make sure you are getting enough rest. Right, that you don't end up in a situation where you overdo it and then you find yourself in a health deficit. Does all that make sense?
It does make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm very sensitive to the environment.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And see, you're really going to be, I think you're in a really good place with this. I don't mean to think that your health is not good or anything like that, but, you know, Jupiter and Venus together, I'm looking toward what I think, you know, is going to be happening on your birthday. If I were to pull your birthday chart, a lot of what I would see then are some really beneficent energies that are lending you sort of strength through this time of your life, meaning conferring good health, good decisions, and having found how I'm going to have fun in these last, you know, years of my life, or this last third of my life, if we can categorize it like that. So I think you're in a really good way with everything that's going on right now. So my thing about the fourth house for you with the new moon is that maybe there's some instability there. Maybe you're going to be doing more traveling. Maybe you're splitting your time between homes. Maybe you're coming to Washington and then you're going back to California and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So everything is pretty positive for you in all of this. What's going on as far as your financial life? Anything big on the
it's
horizon
stable.
There? Very
it's
good.
It's stable. Mm-hmm.
Very good. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, actually, I'm pretty optimistic about life and since I'm retired. And in fact, I wanted to get now into possible future spiritual work. So that was
nice.
Something I loved from a long time ago. I mean, yeah, I just love anything spiritual or anything to do with metaphysics. But I was a retired nurse before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's perfect for the planets that you have in Cancer, by the way. Even though your sun and moon are in Leo, they're still, you know, carrying over some of that compassionate energy from the planets that you have in Cancer. I think Pluto moving through your 10th house then may be showing you the transformation and how you're going to, or what it is you're going to do in the world from now on. So I would say pursue your metaphysical, your spiritual work, let's say. And are you staying in Washington for an extended period of time or just a short time?
Just until the middle of August, and then we're coming back to California.
Yeah, so get involved with your spiritual community there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a big opening for you at this point. And, you know, maybe as a spiritual healer of some sorts, you know, where you're using alternative healing, you've already been the nurse, but now maybe there's something more of a spiritual healing that you can affect for people.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to get into.
Yeah, I'd say go for it, girl. It's opened up for you to do that. Yeah, follow your intuition. Neptune, everybody listening, Neptune's retrograde, and that means your intuitive energies, your instincts right now are very powerful. Listen and follow. Otherwise, when November comes and Neptune changes back to direct motion, you may regret that you didn't listen to yourself earlier. So follow that impulse. Right? Follow that impulse. All right?
Okay.
All right, Nancy. Well, thanks so much for waiting for your reading, and welcome to Washington.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Nancy, I'm going to put you back in the queue so you can still listen, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. How fun is that? I love it when I find people suddenly in my own backyard. I mean, literally, Mount Vernon is maybe 14 miles from where I live. Gotta love that. Let's see. Next on my list is Anna Marie. Are you out there, Anna?
Yes, Anna? I am.
Is it Anna or Anne? I know I asked you that already, but
it's Anna.
Anna. That's what I typed. So Anna, it is. How are you feeling today, Anna?
You could say I'm a little bit moody. At work, I can be perfectly fine because my mind is not thinking about the problem that I'm having. But as soon as I get home, that's when my mood starts to change.
Oh, goodness. So is the problem that is the or is the source of your problem at home?
No, it isn't. It's just, how do I say it? I expressed my feelings to someone, and he expressed his feelings towards me. And I don't know exactly right now where we stand because we've been distant from each other. So I don't know exactly if he's going to come see me soon or things of that nature. So I was wondering what my chart says because he told me he considered me as his best friend. So I was like, is that a good sign or bad?
Best like friend. Okay.
Drifts off.
Just what a woman wants to hear from the man she's in love with, right? I think you were probably expecting I love you madly, dearly, and let's get married, or let's, you know, get committed. Is that right?
No, I was saying let's take things slow, but I wasn't waiting for, like, marriage or anything like that. I'm not ready for that. I was just, you know, stuck in the beginning stages of solidifying every foundation of a relationship and work from there, not jump head or feet into it and go and start walking down the aisle making plans. I'm not that far ready into it yet.
Oh, goodness. Well, your chart would belie that, because what's happening for you right now in the fifth house, which is, you know, besides being what I usually call the fun house, it's the house of love and romance, right? It's where we fall in love. It's where we have affairs, love affairs, affairs of the heart. That's where the Sun, Mars, and Mercury are for you right now. And so the fact that you even posed that question to him as to where do we stand kind of thing is right in alignment with that energy. But what it was leading to is the fact that Jupiter and Venus are transiting through your seventh house of marriage and relationships. And so those two very benefic planets, powerfully charged because they're so close to each other in the sky right now, are bringing you steps closer to having a loving, committed relationship. And there are lots of ways to have that nowadays rather than getting married. I mean, you know, you could just have a regular, you know, committed relationship, and that still works for what Jupiter and Venus are accomplishing now in the seventh house. So a lot about this comes right down to what is it that you desire here? Are you looking for a committed relationship? How do you feel about this person?
I'm looking for a committed relationship, and he's not, technically he's actually the first person who's in a long time that made me think on that level. It's usually I have my reservations, but he's like the first time where I'm like, okay, I want to be in a committed relationship.
Yeah, yeah. I love it because I think you're primed for love right now. That's what I would, if I didn't know, if you hadn't even mentioned that, one of the first things I would see on your chart are those two sets of planets creating an opening for love and romance, creating an opening for love in a deeper committed relationship, one that's more long lasting. Now, this may not happen overnight, by the way, because right now Jupiter and Venus are in Leo. And Venus, as you've probably heard me talk earlier, is going to retrograde as we move into August, or end of this month, July. And it will mean it stays in Leo until well into October, September sometime. And so what you get is more time to really get in alignment with what you really value, what you really love about this person, what does he really love about you. Now, that doesn't mean that those two planets, by the way, leave your seventh house, because almost all of the sign, in fact, all of the sign of Virgo is within your seventh house. So you have at least another year of growing in terms of the relationships that you have, right? So if Jupiter represents growth and expansion, seventh house represents relationships, then that's the natural area right now that's growing and expanding for you. Venus is just the icing on the cake here. She brings love to this, right? She brings feelings of love and romance into this. So it grows that entire part of your life, and for this extended period of time, well into 2017, well into, excuse me, 2016.
Okay.
All right. Does all that make sense?
Yeah.
What I'm kind of more fascinated with right now in your chart is what's getting ready to happen in your career sector. Are you going to school right now, or have you been in school? What's going on in your work world?
I am in school. I'm up for promotion in October, and right now I'm studying for a certification that I need for my promotion.
I'd say it's going to happen. Because what's happening for you with Saturn right now is that it's approaching your midheaven. You're in the late stages of your Saturn return, your first one that happens between age 30 and 29 and 31. And because natal Saturn is so close to your midheaven, that puts transiting Saturn very close to your midheaven. And that's usually where we see some kind of recognition that happens in the work world, a promotion, an increase in pay, perhaps training that you've done through the ninth house, which does represent higher education, comes into play, and you get maybe a new job or a promotion based on the knowledge you now have. So I'd say good things are coming to you in that arena of your life, and it looks like that would happen right around October as well. So some really great things. I think your life is moving in a very good direction for you with just, you know, maybe little glitches along the way. But if you didn't have those little glitches and these, you know, big things that happen that are so awesome, wouldn't feel quite so interesting, right? So
right.
I think you're set pretty good here for life right now at the moment. I'd say that your income, perhaps the earned income right now, maybe feels a little up and down. And that's because mm-hmm. the planet Uranus is moving through there. Do not let yourself go into fear of scarcity or lack, all right? Do not go there. Because you actually have a lot of your destiny in Taurus says that you are a master manifester. If you start putting your thoughts on the things that you don't like about your life or what you're afraid will happen, then you're actually putting more energy into achieving those things as opposed to what you really desire, which is abundance and flow and prosperity and love and happiness and joy and all those kinds of things. Do you understand what I mean there?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so be very watchful about your thoughts over the next few months. And
okay.
Don't let yourself go into that fear of scarcity. It may look like it for the moment. You may be going through a small downturn in your finances. But on the upswing, you have a lot of really good energy coming to you as you move into the fall. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling and
thank
for
you.
Waiting for your turn at a reading. Thank you so much. And so for those of you listening, we're now 3 minutes and 40 seconds before the end of the show. I am actually going to hang on the line here for a little bit longer. I'm not going to hang up at 4 or at 5 o'clock because I still have a couple of people that want readings. You are more than welcome to hang with me. If you get disconnected as a caller, please call back in. And if you are someone who wanted a reading and I didn't get to you, please email me at janet@living-astrology.com. That's janet@living-astrology.com. And let me know that you were on hold for a reading and that I didn't get to you. Send me your name, your email, or your email, obviously, but also your birth information, and I will take a look at the new moon in your chart for you. Okay, my next caller is Sandy. Sandy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Hello, Miss Sandy. How is life going for you?
Oh, not too bad. I've been pretty tired. Just
yep.
seems like I can't get enough sleep.
Yeah. What is that all about? Oh, I know. These planets.
Yeah.
these things that are going on. So, you know, for you, same setup as sort of as the girl I was just talking about or talking to,
mm-hmm.
Except that your new moon is happening up at the 10th house, which is your career house. So is something new unfolding for you as it relates to what you do in the world?
I don't have a clue. I mean, I know mm-hmm. new things are going on there, but I don't know if anything new is going to be going on with me.
Well, how about this? Do you want something new going on for you?
Yes.
Because that becomes the key question, because Jupiter and Venus for you are in your 11th house of wishes and dreams and hopes and aspirations, as well as the groups of people that you're associating with. So you want to make sure that if you have hopes and dreams and aspirations or goals, we all have, correct, that
mm-hmm,
they're
yes.
in alignment with the people that you find yourself hanging out with or the groups that you're associated with. So, for example, and I'm just making this up. This does not have to be, you know, for sure for you. But let's say that you were trying to embark upon a spiritual path, but you're hanging out with a bunch of people that are totally not spiritual. You can see that's going to create a,
right.
a sort of kind of conflict between what you want and what you have. So you want to be able to make sure that you're in alignment with the things that you desire. And that's what Jupiter and Venus are focusing on for you for at least the next year here. What do I
that
want?
That might go with love, because I go out with a group and there's one of the guys that's in there that Oh my gosh, I guess I'm really fascinated with, and we get along, we hit it off really well.
Mm-hmm. Is he an Aries?
No, he's a Gemini.
Oh, I like Geminis. Of course, I am a Gemini.
Okay.
Well, is there a potential for this to turn into something more? Is it a mutual sort of admiration going on?
We're joking around, having fun. He always seems to want to touch me, or, you know, if we sit beside each other, our legs touch, or, you know, then he's got to grab me in the ribs. He's got to do something. He hasn't asked me out, so I don't know.
Ah, and do you believe that he has to ask you out, or can you ask him out?
About a year ago, I did ask him out, and at that time he said he wanted to just remain friends, but since then it's gotten a little bit more intense. Hmm.
I would say take a chance. You know, the planet Uranus today is sitting at your sun, and both in the seventh house of relationships, right? So it's sort of, you know, your whole makeup is you're in love with love. I mean, you want to be independent, but you also want to be, you know, in a relationship. Sun and Venus are in a conjunction in your chart. So with Uranus sitting out there transiting through this part of your chart, I'd say take a chance. Jump out there and say, hey, you know, you and I have been flirting back and forth for these last months or weeks, whatever it's been. You know, I'm going to take a chance and say, hey, let's go on a date. Let's see what we can build between us. Let's see if there is anything more between us. Jump out there. If he's a Gemini, hard to say what his energy, you know, how his chart lines up. But, you know, Geminis are fun-loving, and they do sort of appreciate that kind of approach from people. So don't be afraid to try it. Don't let your fear of being vulnerable to him saying no or not now or whatever stop you, right? Because the new moon is affording us these opportunities to go out there on a limb. And then, the whole conversation I started with you about the idea of what's going on in your career was based on the fact that the Sun, Mars, and Mercury are getting ready to cross your midheaven and into your 10th house. That puts a lot of focus and energy in what you do for a living, or what you claim as your authority, right? What is your authentic self? Who are you, you know, when you're in the work world? And it's not always about just work. I look at the 10th house and I always think, you know, hey, wait a minute, we're human beings. So who do I want to be? Who do I want to be? And sometimes who I want to be is based on what I want to do. And if that's the case right now, you have a lot of energy there. You can find some startling things happening for you over the next couple of weeks as you have a Uranus moon conjunction in there. You know what's fascinating about this, Sandy, is that by birth, you have a Uranus moon conjunction in your 10th house of career. Right this minute, today, right at the moment you and I are speaking, Uranus and the moon are in a conjunction, but they're transiting over your natal sun. So what are the odds that you would call in for a reading today at the moment that I drew your chart up, which was, what, just about 4 o'clock, because I was doing this just before the show started, and that the Uranus and moon were in a conjunction? Odd, right?
Wow.
There are no coincidences. So take a chance. Take a chance in many, multiple areas. I'd say take calculated risks. That's how I like to put it. Calculated risks, right? If, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. So step out.
That's true.
If there's something you want at your work, ask for it. Take the initiative. Okay. Do it. If it's in alignment with your goals and your aspirations. If there's something you want in this relationship, then do it. Ask him.
Do it. Okay.
Yeah. Of course, I really should be looking at your human design chart, too, to make sure you're not a projector. But in the interest of time, in fact, I'm going to tell you, go to my website, living-astrology.com, and request your free human design chart, because I will send that to you, and we'll find out right away if you're a projector. Because if you're a projector, then the invitation has to come a little bit differently. So I'll want to work with you a little bit with that, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, so when we hang up, go to the website, request your chart. I'll send that to you, and we'll find out what's going on.
Sounds fantastic.
All right, Sandy, take a chance.
Sure will.
All right, thank you so much for waiting and for calling in today.
Thank you for everything.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so let's see here. Since I'm still on air, let's see who I have here. Hello, area code 470. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Hello? Area code 470, are you there? Okay. How about area code 336? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Dale.
Hi, Dale. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I had some minor surgery done on my teeth, but other than that, I'm feeling good.
Very good. Now, you are not one of the callers that I had gotten chart information for. I have a couple minutes here, so if you are willing to give me your birth information, I'll look up a chart for you.
Okay.
What's your first name?
Well, I was born my whole name. You need my whole full name?
just give me your first name.
Okay, Val Gracia. It's
Val
Gracia? Val Gracia.
Is it? Okay. And what? V A.
D E L G. Okay. D E L G R A T I A. The Gracia.
I put C I A.
I was adopted, so you know I have a unique story with that. So, you know, but that is my birth name. But my birth mother name, she says it's Del Gracia, but I say Del Gracia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gracious. It's pretty no matter which way you say it. What is your what's your birthday?
My birthday is September 10th, 1964.
Okay. And what time were you born?
I think I was born 4 something in the morning. I don't know exact time. I can't remember.
All right. Well, I'll just put 4 o'clock. And what state were you born in?
A.M. I was born in the morning. I do know that.
Okay.
Norwalk, Connecticut.
Connecticut, and Norwalk, did you say?
Yes, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Okay, and there we go. So let's take a look at your chart here. My computer was doing something wicked and weird. So this new moon for you is occurring. This is kind of an interesting place for a new moon because I've had interesting experiences when the new moon is in the 12th house, which in astrology, the 12th house is really about the house of the hidden, right? Maybe some of the underlying subconscious patterns that you have, maybe some of the fears that you have, limiting thoughts, where you self-sabotage. And so when the new moon comes into this part of the chart, it's really very easy to take a look at some of those old patterns and say, I want to let go of these, right? I want to have, you know, be my own voice. I want to be my own best friend. I want to be powerful, whatever it is that you want to do. And always remember when your moon is in the 12th house to always say that you are willing to release blocks and fears with grace and ease. Because sometimes what I did one time is I said, I want to just let go for all these things. And then things get taken away from you, and then you're going, what did I do? So you want to release anything out of your life that you don't need anymore with grace and ease, okay?
Okay.
And then, let's see, the opposite side of that would be the sixth house, and that's where Pluto is kind of, well, it's really kind of the fifth, sixth area of your chart. So Pluto is really asking you to transform your life in a way that brings you to happiness, that brings you to joy. Does that make sense? Because I think maybe in your life you've maybe not allowed for that much in your life. Or if you have, it's, you know, become a sore spot. Maybe you don't allow yourself enough pleasure. And you're really designed to have fun and freedom and enjoy life, to be adventurous. But there's a little bit, in your case, I'd say there's a little bit of a fear here that life really holds no meaning. And so what does it mean to be happy? You know, what does life mean in general? See, how old are you? You're coming, you're just turned 50, right? You'll be 51 in September?
Yes, ma'am.
So So you're at your what we call a Chiron return, and that's a time for you to let go of the past, let go of all the wounds that you've experienced in your life, and make a pledge to yourself to go forward fearlessly doing the things that you love, right? Being open to what spirit is bringing you. Wow.
Wow.
Huge opportunity for you to stop playing small, right?
How about my my love, my soulmate? You know, I really feel in my spirit that he's coming soon. I've been praying, and you know, I really feel like it's coming, and you know, things are going to look better for me.
You know, Jupiter and Venus just crossed your ascendant, so they're now in your first house. This gives you a stellar opportunity, if ever there was one, to redesign yourself, to reimagine yourself, to do anything that is about the self, right? So looking at yourself in new ways. So I would encourage you to do a lot of inner work, right? Maybe get your hair cut, get a new makeover, buy yourself something new that makes you feel good about yourself. Because really, it's about reimagining who you are right now. It's about reimagining what's possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not what's probable, not what's been, but what could be. Got it?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Your destiny is now, let's see, your destiny is conjunct the part of fortune in your chart in the 11th house. So it's all about what can I dream up? Who do I want to be? What does love look like for me? And start attracting from that level and not from seeing an emptiness there.
Okay.
Fill it with your soulmate. What does he look like? Or what does she look like? What do you do together? How do you feel when you're together? You know, go dare to dream. Dare to step outside of yourself and dream a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Don't hold yourself in a box. No more boxes.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do. I've been doing little things different. I really started by cleaning my whole house. I decided to birth my energy, just getting rid of stuff I don't even use and, you know, taking it to the consignment shops and, you know, also made money off of it. And, you know, I've been just cleaning out things I don't need and just trying new things. So I'm on my way.
Good job. All right, well, keep going in that direction. The biggest thing that may happen with this new moon is fears, right, cropping up. Old patterns, you know, just old stuff that, you know, may show up in your life. Don't let it take you out. Keep yourself moving forward, remembering that, you know, the pain is gone. You know, the only reason for pain at this point is to remind you that you are an unlimited being, that you are the creator of your life, okay? So be that creator.
Okay.
All right. And it was really good talking to you. Thank you for waiting, and I'm glad I was able to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome, sweetie. Take care. Happy New Moon.
Bye. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Hello there. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello, Janet. It's Dee.
Hi, Dee. How are you doing?
Okay.
Yeah? What's up?
Yes.
How are you feeling? What's going on?
Well, I'm dealing with a lot of health issues. I have to go to pain management for my hip. It looks like I'm going to be needing two hip replacements. So I haven't taken care of one thing after the other, trying to move ahead with my health and get myself grounded again. You know.
What's your last name, Dee? I've got to find your chart here.
Michaels.
I thought it started with an M. Why don't? Oh, D. I have Adina. That must be your daughter.
Yes.
D. There we go. Okay. So when we're talking about hips, we're often talking about Sagittarius energy. And, of course, Saturn made a little quick trip into Sagittarius and then went backwards back into Scorpio. Let's take a look then what Sagittarius and Saturn are doing to you. That happens to be in your fourth house. So upsets at home. Do you feel like your foundation is crumbling in some way? Or
yes.
Are you feeling insecure?
Yes.
So a lot of what is happening then in the physical body is just a representation of what's been going on in your physical world. Anyway, so as you're working through these issues, then take a look at what does it mean to have a foundation? What is so upsetting in your home life? I don't remember if you're the one, but somebody, was it you that was going through a divorce as well?
No, but almost. I almost went through one 2 years ago. And even though the tension is gone, it's just we're very civilized to each other.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, this is a good thing.
Yes.
And
I would like out, but he's still holding on.
He's holding on to you or to old feelings or?
I don't know if it's feelings or he just feels he's putting in so much time he doesn't want to change. I don't know.
But you want change?
Yes.
So would it be accurate to say you feel like you're being held back a bit by this?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, that can play into all of this, these health issues as well because, again, like I said, the physical body is just reflecting what's going on in, you know, your spiritual, in the spiritual realm or in your beliefs, you know, your beliefs and that kind of thing. So I think what you can really do for yourself during this new moon is to let go of some of the fears. Because remember, if you were listening, the last woman I just spoke with, I was talking about the 12th house, and that is exactly where your new moon is going to be, in the 12th house of fears, of the unrelenting patterns that we see in our lives that develop that we can't seem to, you know, get
shake
free
off,
from.
Break through.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But the only one that can break through them is you. So you're ripe for a breakthrough. Absolutely ripe for a breakthrough. So what are we going to do about it? And what's happening here is it's going to be the Sun, Mars, and Mercury opposing Pluto, which means that you could indeed have a huge health breakthrough. Right, Pluto's in your health house. It's just entered. That gives you this extreme opportunity to regenerate, right? To regenerate your health.
I have taken. I've went to every doctor in the past 2 weeks. Things that I've put off for years, and I've had everything done. I've had everything done that I was trying. I went to a few before, but they couldn't find what was wrong. But I've had so many tests and so many exams and procedures done. I feel better already.
See, it's very helpful when you become empowered, right, to do the things that need to get done. So you become empowered to act upon your health. So now become empowered to act upon what happens now that you've gotten through these procedures and tests. How do I keep myself healthy? How do I empower myself to health? And you know, work through that. I can tell you, you have so many planets that are in two things, fire and earth. And when you have a lot of fire sign energy, that means that you have to have some kind of outlet for a lot of your passion and creativity. If you don't have that, then that energy sits in the body and burns, right?
Yes,
so find some outlet. Find an outlet, something where you love to do something, whatever it is, and be willing to, you know, let that energy come out and play. The other bunch of planets are in earth signs. So you've also got the energy of being stuck because earth is even grounding, right? We need grounding, yes. But if it's if you're too grounded and you don't have any outlets for your creative energy, then that fire just scorches the earth, right? It's like the setup we have in the country now for fire. It's fire season. So you're in fire season. So take that fire and put it towards something useful. Otherwise, it sits in the body and starts denigrating the body.
Yeah.
Degrading the body, right? So whatever you're passionate about, whatever you love to do, do more of it. Allow it for yourself. Move in that direction, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetie.
Thank you so much, Janet.
You're very welcome. Thanks for hanging in there, and I look forward to seeing how things are going for you after the new moon. Okay?
I will let you know. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Bye for now.
Bye.
Are you there, caller?
Yes.
There. I was trying to get a hold of you sooner. What's your name?
Melissa, how are you, beloved?
I'm doing great, Melissa. How are you feeling these days?
Oh, just like the other ladies. A little fatigue and stuff, a little low energy, but I think
yeah.
it's to the regular, you know, the things
now,
that we purge our body. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. There's just seemingly a lot of stuff that we've gotten ourselves into that we need to let go
okay.
of, and I think that's part of it, right? We have these little weights hanging around us, and they're just ready to be let go of. Now, Melissa,
yeah.
have I done a reading for you before?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so let me add new person. Let me get your birth information, Melissa. And what is your birthday?
March 14th, 1973.
And what time were you born?
I don't know, madam.
Do you think it was morning or afternoon, or are you an evening person?
I'm more of a morning person. I like
okay,
to
so,
take care of my, yeah, morning.
Okay, I'm going to say 6 a.m. birth just for fun and grins. And what city were you born in?
The city is Beaufort.
And what state is that in?
South Carolina.
Okay.
The Gullah, Geechies, all that good stuff.
Okay, and Beaufort is B-E-A or?
U.
B-E-U-F-O-R-D?
Yeah, B-E-A-U-F-O-R-T.
Oh, Fort. Ah, T.
Yeah, Beaufort.
Mm-hmm. And that was in South Carolina, did you say?
Yes.
Oops, not Afghanistan. Oh, how did they get Afghanistan from? Hello? South. That always cracks me up. South Carolina, there you are. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I have Beaufort in Beaufort County or in Lancaster County?
Beaufort County.
Okay, there we go. It must be a popular name for in South Carolina.
Yes,
okay.
ma'am.
So looking at your chart, let's see. So what seems to be the main issue for you right now in your life?
Basically, like you just spoke of it, like letting some weights go.
Okay.
I was want to take a brief journey on the 17th, which is next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to do it now because my homeboy, which is a friend, we grew up together and everything, he's thinking about romance, and I'm not sexually attracted to him. I just attracted to his mind because he's a very brilliant kid, and I don't like him like that.
Gotcha. So,
I told him to change the bed. He had a king bed, and I said, nah, it ain't going down like that now.
Good for you. Stand by your guns. But it does look like your fifth house is where the new moon is going to take place, and it's actually going to be very close to your own natal moon. And that is a lot of feelings around love and romance and play or just more of the leisurely, you know, parts of life, creativity and joy and that kind of thing. So at some point here, love is going to come into can't help but, and your destiny is transiting over natal Pluto in your house of marriage. So something big is happening in this part of your life. Maybe it's an opening that you're trying to create. May not be with this one person, certainly, but it does feel like on some level that you're really needing love, that you're really wanting that love and romance. Is that accurate? Does that feel right to you?
Accurate. Accurate, madam.
Okay. So looking then at who it is that you are hanging out with, let's say, or the men that you've attracted to you, are there any there that are potentials? And if so, great. If not, let them go. Make sure they're aware. Look, I love you as a friend, and that's about it. Because
yeah.
honesty is going to be the best policy here. Now, here's
yeah.
something else that's really unique in your chart, as opposed to anybody else I read today, is that you have a
yeah.
lot of planets moving through your first house, and you have a lot of planets there by birth. In fact, you have Venus, Mercury, the Sun, Eris, and Chiron all in your first house. Meaning that there was a lot of emphasis put in this life about you personally, like being selfish, only I like to call it self-centered. Like, you really came here to be turning the finger of compassion at yourself, being creative and doing what you love to do. And now a lot of planets passing through the same part of the chart are bringing it up to you. They're kind of showing you, where are you not doing things that are good for you, right? Where are you, are you lacking in being self-centered? Right.
I know what you're talking about. I'm a living caregiver, and that's what I think it is.
It could be. So you've got to remember, the world revolves around you in this lifetime. Other lifetimes, maybe it was all about your dedication to other people, but in this lifetime,
yes,
you're striking a different balance. Right. You're striking a different balance. And it doesn't mean you don't continue to love and care for people that you're with, or that you continue being a caregiver. But you got to factor yourself into that equation. Factor yourself in. And when I say factor yourself in, I mean that you've got to be kind to you. You've got to be gentle to you. You have to be your own friend here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, how old are you? It said 73 was your birth year, so you are 40-ish?
42 years young, yes, ma'am.
42 years young, so let me take a look at that, because that should put you right post your midlife crisis. Uranus is at 22 degrees Libra, and in your natal chart, and today it's at 20 degrees Aries, so you're very close to your midlife crisis. I call it the midlife redirect. You probably have heard it more like your midlife crisis. But I call it a midlife redirect, and it is happening right on top of Chiron for you. So I'm wondering, as you were growing up, were you often called out for being selfish? Were you often called out for not being independent or being too independent? Because something painful happened in your first few years of life that would have maybe caused you to be more cautious about what you do for yourself, right? So let that go, right? Let all of this kind of go, because you're really meant to have a very fulfilling life, one that is of your own making and of your own direction, not what other people want you to do. What do you want to do? Who do you want to be?
Yes.
Sometimes when I find this setup, it's people who are born into a family where you feel like the black sheep, or you feel like the outcast, right? Or you're different from everybody else. They don't understand you, right?
Thank you. And, yes, ma'am.
And that can set you up for a feeling of pain, like, I don't belong here. And then you can embark upon a search for meaning about, who am I? What am I doing?
Yes.
And maybe even set aside your own wishes for yourself, because other people have told you, you can't have that, or that's not the right, why can't you be more like us, or, you know, why aren't you like other people, blah, 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 right? That's all their stuff.
Yeah, exactly, yes, ma'am.
That's all their stuff, not yours. So you need to be true and authentic in your own self. Who do I want to be? Who do you want to be? Is it a caregiver?
Yeah.
I don't care if it is or isn't. But you need to care. Pluto is sitting on your destiny today, too, by the way, which means that there is a big call for you to join up with what your vision is for you. What is your dream for you?
Own my own business.
There you go. Start putting that plan into play, girl.
Okay.
Whatever that business is, start putting it into play. Maybe the way you start putting it into play is you get it on paper. Right? Maybe you get it on paper, you flesh it out, you put some goals down, some dates down, because the midlife time is a time for redirecting your energies in a more authentic way that is meaningful to you. It's almost like what happens right around now is you see that you're coming to a point where if you're going to do something big, you're going to better do it now.
Yes.
Right? Almost like, you know, maybe there's a sense that there are fewer days in front of me than there were behind me. I've wasted this time, or, you know, all these kinds of things can go through our head. None of that's particularly true. But what is true is it signals a time for us to get back in touch with what was authentic to us.
Yes.
Right? So use this energy now, right? Pluto's going to be here for a longer time. It's not leaving you tomorrow. That means that you have some time to transform yourself into what it is you really desire to be.
Okay.
And sometimes it's slow and insistent. It doesn't always happen overnight, although it can.
Okay.
Pluto's a power monger, right? It builds power in us. And the funny thing is in all of this that Pluto is sitting across from the new moon. I think if you were listening to the show the whole time, you heard me say that, you know, Pluto is begging for transformation here. It's begging for us to empower ourselves, to let go of these old shit and things that we think of as truth.
Yes. Yes.
They are not serving us. So let them go and redesign yourself. Remake yourself in the vision that you have of yourself.
Yes.
Right? You're not hurting anybody but yourself by not being your own shiny self.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that help?
Appreciate you and love you. And put me back in the queue, please.
I will put you back. Well, the show's over, actually. You were my last caller, and I thought, well, I'll just stay on the air until I get through everybody. So you're the last caller, so we can hang up, and we are done for the day. If you missed parts of the show, on Facebook in a few minutes, I will post the recording. And so if you look up either Living Astrology or Janet Hickox on Facebook, you will be able to get the recording, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks
shalom.
So much.
Appreciate you.
All right. Shalom to you, too. Take care. Have a fun
Likewise.
Trip.
Yes.
Bye.